listener. Listening to Darling Shine, a podcast by myself, Elodie Pullen,
and me, Chloe Fisher.
A place where we ground womanhood's unspoken experiences from grief to fertility and everything in between.
Join us while we transform our pain into power, encompassing all emotions, ugly and beautiful. Darling Shine is your chosen family and your survival kit for the unexpected shit life throws at you.
All right, guys, sorry to leave you on the edge yesterday. Here we are, part two, with more life updates continuing. Okay. Coco Fish just announced his Ibiza residency this year. What's the go?
Yes. So I did promise yesterday that I would have a little bit of a chat about my due date because people are still just going on about it. Not sure why it's – well, it is pretty
Everyone's
important.
Frothing. But like, it's so exciting.
People are being Inspector Gadget, just like the shit that people actually are saying that – their reasoning behind the due dates. Some of them are hilarious. I'm going to have to find some
and
of them.
And people are so funny. They're even messaging me going, so, you know, Fish has booked a show on this date in this place, but my husband is thinking we don't want to book it because obviously he's not playing because she's surely going to have a newborn then and da-da-da. And I'm thinking you're a month out, bro. But, like, everyone's just, like, conspiracizing. Whoa. What do you say?
So Paul has his Ibiza residency this year. It always runs from June through September, but he has just announced that he'll be taking 4 weeks off. Patrick Topping will be replacing him. So he'll be from pretty much mid-June till mid-July. So the plan is have the baby here in Australia. Hopefully everything is all good with the labour and the birth, and then Paul will go back to work. I will stay here and I'll wait until – you can get a passport, I think, pretty quick because you just have to have a birth certificate. But the vaccination thing, you can't get until they're 6 weeks old.
Mm.
So I don't know. I'm just on the fence with, like, I can obviously get it done in Ibiza and stuff like that, but I just don't know how I feel about bringing a newborn, like, all the way to Europe on a Desi plane.
Desi.
With, like, look, shit, like, COVID and stuff still going on. I don't know. Just, like, I think I'm just going to stay here for maybe six weeks.
And then will you get Fish to fly back and fly back?
Yeah, we haven't, like, quite. Oh, yeah, he'll definitely bring me to Ibiza.
He'll come
home. But, like, we haven't really, like, worked out, like, the full logistics of what, like, where he's going to be post-birth. So we're working on that one. But I'll definitely be here. Yeah, but
holy shit.
I know.
I cannot believe.
And then he'll be growing up in Ibiza.
Little Ibiza baby for the first 4, 5, 6 months of its life.
He tried to, what's the word, where you kind of just like suggest that maybe perhaps I should have the baby in Ibiza and get a Spanish passport.
Oh, my God.
But no, I was just like, you know what, this is our thing, but like, I really need to be in Australia to have this baby.
You want to be around your
fam. I don't want to be anywhere else but home, and I want to have, like, my friends around. I want to have my family around. I want to just settle into what it's like to be a mum
here.
And, you know, I'll probably be doing a bunch of it solo, but, I mean, you know what it's like. We've got that many friends and family around that everyone just, like, kind of, I'm assuming, just, like, steps up.
Yeah. We have a village.
We do have a village. Hire a village. Anyone?
We are so lucky that we have the people around that we do. Like,
yeah. So we'll just make it work.
I definitely underestimated, like,
the village.
How the fuck. I was like, oh, yeah, everyone has babies. This is sweet. And, like, always wanted one. Just kind of didn't realise that doing it without Chumpy would be so crazy. But I still probably still don't know what it's like to be doing it super solo alone because I did have the village.
Yeah.
Our friends, like, you know, doing the nights with me and shit. Like, lots of people do fucking do it alone and they don't have people around them. But and you'll have Fish for the first month. We'll all obviously be here. Yeah.
I'll be sweet.
You'll be absolutely sweet. You'll have your mum as well.
Yeah. So
you'll have Minnie. Hopefully she's nice to the baby.
She'll be coming looking for that box of dummies every time she comes over.
Baby stole my dummy.
She's just going to steal the baby's dummy.
Exactly. Yeah, she is a thief. She steals the dummies.
I'm so excited for that moment of them to meet.
It's going to be so cute. brother, baby sister.
Someone was saying, like, if it's a boy, imagine if they, like, got married one day, we could, like, set up their wedding.
Oh, my God, and then we'd – is that inbred? Is that inbred?
It's obviously like an organised wedding.
But that
what is a planned marriage? No choice.
Actually, imagine if that happened, though.
I mean, like, some weird shit happens.
That would
life.
Be so fucking hilarious.
Can you imagine even like
– then we'd actually be family.
25 years time, we're like, holy shit, this has just gotten a whole lot weirder. Oh. We're mother-in-laws.
Oh, my God.
What do you call
we'd
that?
We'd be those annoying mother-in-laws that Can are fighting over the fucking kids, the kids that have babies, and then we'd be like, no, I'm minding them tonight.
Oh, no, the kids would be like, fuck, the mums like, are so annoying.
Fuck Minnie. And Bubba Fish would 100% be like, fuck, the mums are so annoying, because we would be. I'd probably be a bit less annoying because I'd probably be checked the fuck out. Yes. But you'd probably be like, hello, I'm here. Reporting.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, that's so weird that we just predicted that.
Oh, that is so
poor
what kind
kids.
Of okay. Shook. I actually want that to happen now. I can't believe I never thought about that because I'm thinking they're siblings, but you're thinking they could get married.
You just never know.
Life is so
Minnie's
fucking
Minnie's just going to boss that boy around, the
yeah.
poor little
Imagine
thing.
Who's going to wear the pants. Oh, I love that we've decided it's a boy.
Well, I don't know. That's another thing. Everyone's yeah. like, oh, my God, it's a girl. You had my girl playing in the background. And I'm like,
dude,
guys, I've said this a million times. We do not know the gender.
Yeah. Now,
but they're like,
just
who
assume
knows?
You're lying on socials. They're always
but who
like,
knows? And I'm like, no doctor. One knows. The doctor knows. In America, it's more of a thing. People were shook.
Yeah, because they all find out, don't they?
They're like, but you know, right? And I'm like,
No, I don't.
Like,
what?
I'm lying.
Does anyone
like,
not find out over there? Why the fuck do they have to find out?
It's just like a gender reveal. I don't know. Fuck. I just
bloody epic surprise.
I'm like seriously so excited for that. Like to
that moment.
See that.
Yeah. No, but it honestly just baffles me a little bit because, like, what actually do you need to plan gender wise? Like, unless you're really obsessed with pink or blue and coloring the fucking wall or something. Like, I literally don't know what you need to plan.
Yeah.
And you know what? You do, when you have a baby, you actually also can still, I mean, I didn't have a cot. Fucking went and bought the cot and, like, you know, you can still paint the wall.
Yeah, I have. I actually have no desire. People are like, how can you? I'm like, Nah.
The surprise is so fun. Yeah. And I love how much it annoys everyone else. Like, they're just like, I'm dying to know what it is. And, like, nah, I love how it other people fixate bothered. So much on what the fuck it is. And I just love being like,
I'm having
have a bloody guess. It's 50-50.
I'm having a scan in a few weeks. And it's also like I've seen a few psychics as well and they've all said different genders. Like there's no common theme in what it is. I don't know why I really, really, really think it's a boy. I honestly think it stems from the fact that all of my miscarriages were boys.
Yeah.
And I'm just like maybe – I'm just like really heavily weighted on the boy end of the scale. But then I also had this ultrasound, my last ultrasound, and I thought it looked like a boy. But then I also, Paul and I really want a girl and I think that I'm sort of like protecting myself in saying that it's a boy just in case it is a boy and like I don't want to. But then I'm like, I am so blessed. Like I don't care about what the gender is, but
every time you guys come out of the scans, I go, what's your vibe? And he goes, it's a boy. It's a boy. And he just has this like,
yeah, I think we're
he goes,
I
you
actually
know that
think,
nod that he does. It's a boy. Like
I think that we both have the same mentality about the like,
you're protecting
we'd love,
yourself.
We'd love a girl, but like, we're like, just
in case.
I don't know.
Because then that's an even bigger surprise. If you tell yourself it's a boy and then it comes out a girl, you'll just be
like I've already thought about what? The moment that, like, if it is a girl, I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah, fucking oh.
But, like, if it's a boy, I'm still stoked. I don't, who are you? I don't
of
know.
Course.
It's fine.
Who
whatever
are
you are. So
yeah, who are you? And you're going to have the best fucking life. Imagine being born and being like, Fish and Chloe are my Fish and Chloe are my fucking parents. I'm about to be a tour baby. Traveling the world for the first 100 years of my life, I'm going to have the sickest life ever. Like, imagine being that kid when you're born. Not that they know yet, but, like, that kid is a lucky little egg. Are you kidding?
I wish that they could remember shit as well when they were younger. So Minnie would be like, yeah, I actually did it first.
I did it first, bitch. It doesn't know how lucky it is. Like, what the hell?
I'm going to try not to, like, be spoiled and shit. We talk about so often how we were brought up and, like, how we had everything that we needed but we also
had
nothing. And, like, we were taught from such a young age that we had to work, we had to be kind to people, we had to not fend for ourselves, but, like, if we wanted a car, we had to buy our own car. And I just – it's going to be weird, but I also am just, like, I really don't want my kid to think that it just – you know, it's I don't want my kid to be spoiled. I really don't want that at all.
Just because you can spoil your kid doesn't mean you have to. It needs to still learn how to earn its own shit.
Yeah, I loved that I loved that about our upbringing. Like, and you could probably speak for yourself. 100. You'd always have, like, the kids in your year that were, like, parents.
Mate, I couldn't believe the kids that had, like, the mum pays my phone bill. I'd be like, what the fuck? I have to figure out how to come up with $30 a month, how to pay my own credit and get my phone and, you know, all that. I'm like, what do you mean your mum pays your phone bill? Like, I'd be bloody looking in the gutter for dollars.
We went to work at Woolies together.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember, we used to work at Woolies. Yeah, that was so cute. And Baker's Delight, Boost Juice. You bloody name it. We're at every cafe on the Northern Beaches I did a stint at. So we got some new merch that just came out, guys.
Do we?
Yes.
What was
it? Yes, we've got some beautiful orange rib sets and some matching scrunchies.
Named after you?
Yes. What's it called? What's it called?
It's called the L ribbed set, but sold separately.
Oh, my God, cute.
Comes with a cute little one off the shoulder top and with our sick new Darling Shine logo, the DS. Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah.
And these cool, like, everyday yoga kind of pants.
Yeah, with the little flary flare.
Not much fits me at the moment.
I feel like everything we bring out, I'm always like, that's a perfect travel fit. Just like comfy travel look good vibes.
We also brought out our best-selling dad cap again in a burnt orange that the Darling Dad cap, and that sold out, unfortunately. It lasted a bit longer because we doubled the order this time around, but the dad cap is gone, unfortunately. So we've just got the rib set has like a cute little scrunchie. So if you buy the top and the pants, you get the free scrunchie together.
Oh, I love a scrunchie. Have we still got those clips?
Yeah, we've still got the clippies.
They're actually good clips because they're very clawy, like they actually hold in tight. My hair keeps falling out of all my claw clips. Yeah. This one's like a tight one.
And the silk scarf.
The silk scarf's the best. I don't even have one myself. Where is mine?
I don't know.
They're so sick. Oh, fuck, I bet T's.
I think we need to go for a little trip to the merch department.
Okay,
yeah, I'm so sick of talking about me right now. Can we talk about you? I want to know what you've been doing since I was gone. You cried when I left. That was really cute.
I really, really was upset. I don't know what changed last time.
Yeah.
Had we just hung out a lot? Like, you didn't annoy me as much last time and I wasn't begging you to leave.
Oh, honestly, it was really sad because I was like, fuck.
Were you an official?
I always think that you just want me gone. You're like, sick, I have a holiday too. But you've been really busy since I've been gone because I haven't heard a peep from you at all. I write her 1,000 messages and get not one even response.
Not true. We literally are in a long distance. I'm in a long distance relationship with you guys. I swear to God, because like we spend all our time together in Bali. We're literally a family unit. I'm so attached to you guys because you also help with Minnie so much, and she gets attached. And then we come home from Bali and we're together for like a day, and then you guys are packing your bags and zipping them up, and I'm like, no, I'm just not ready for this. And then Minnie gets sad, and then I'm like, I can't, I need you guys. Like, I literally get scared. And then I think I was like, I have so much that I'm about to do in the next month, and I'm like, I need you guys.
Oh, you're so cute. But
I don't know. I must have my period as well because
you also are so excited.
And I must have it now too because I'm joking. I get emotional. Well, oh, my God. I fucking cry all the time at the moment.
I'm back. for the longest period ever. Aww. So lucky.
Well, that's the thing.
Let's see if you're crying when I leave.
I know. In a week, I'll be like, beat it. But no, when you go through those real, because obviously I've done heaps of long distance with Chumpy, and you do sometimes that. But like, you go through these moments where you're like, I'm ready for my time. But then you get to a point where you also, no, we've actually been together for ages now, and I'm quite dependent on you, and we're really attached at the moment. We're in a really good place. Like, I'm not ready for you to leave. And then when they go, you're rattled for the first week. And then you're like, all right, now I'm doing me. I'm busy, like, blah, blah. I kind of forget. And then you get so excited for them to come back. And then they come back and you're like, fuck, this is gnarly. It's like you fully just go through the emotions. And I go through that with you. It's and you're cycle. Home. And I'm a bit like, where the fuck's fish?
Yeah, you're like, I prefer him.
No, I love you both. But I'm like, okay, you're home. I love this. The belly's huge and I'm going to cry. But also, when's fish coming back too? And he's back in a few days, so we can't wait. But it's a big roller coaster, this whole family dynamic that we've got. And there's like a little tot that's coming and I just can't. I can't. It's like a button. This belly button's just poked out. I can't deal. But anyway, everyone knows there's a baby coming. Sorry that I keep having to tell everyone. I'm like, anyway, there's a tot that's coming.
No, but I want to know what you've been doing since I've been gone.
I don't know. So, okay. So
no, but can you talk us through what you've been doing since I've been gone?
Okay, well.
Because you've had a bit on.
I had a lot on. I honestly, I feel like every day I'm just like never a dull moment. Like I run into people and they're like, you are so here, there and every day. We're like, are you good? Like, do you, what?
I want to ask you people the same like question me, right this second.
People like, do you have like, are you? People like, do you have a PA? Because I don't know how you do this shit on your own. And I'm like, do I like, is that a thing that I should do or I need? Like I'm genuinely like asking for a friend. Like at what point do you get assistance with like just figuring out life and like, having someone to help, like I'm like, the other day I was with Tiana and she picked me up from the airport and I was like, hey, got a really big few days on. Minnie's got this cough. Can we stop via the medical center on our way home? Thinking it would be pop in like a chemist, get her fucking sorted and go home to bed. Nah, 400 hours later at the medical center, it's like nearly midnight, still there. I've actually had to wake up at 3 to get on this transfer to the airport to fly to Adelaide the next day for this other thing, which is another story we'll get into. And Tiana's just so good. She's like to me, okay, it's really late. By the time we get home, you're actually only going to have 3 hours sleep. She's like, your hair's looking really greasy. You're going to actually have to wake up half an hour beforehand, wash it because you can't rock up with gross hair to this. You got to look really pretty for tomorrow. Do you have some sort of eye patch, eye fucking silicone things that you can wear on the plane because like you're going to be all rank and tired? And then the next night, do you want me to stay over when you get home from Adelaide late? Because it was a fly-in, fly-out. She's like, the next night you're going to get home from Adelaide around 9. Do you want me to come and stay over so that I can be there for Minnie in the morning so that you can sleep in the next day? Because you literally won't have slept for like 48 hours. Mm. And she's just like thinking for me and thinking ahead. And I'm like, I honestly can't deal with you. You're so cute. Like I was like, thank you for thinking for me because I literally can't even think at the moment. I was like, oh my God, I better get my mum to come over because this flight's so early. She's going to have to take Minnie to kindy, then pick her up. And like, I just logistically sucks. Like I can get myself places and like, I'm good at knowing where I need to be and like organizing that shit. But it's all like the thinking for, you know, the stuff where you're like, you got a partner and you're like, we share the load. And I really struggle with just like, oh my God, why is there so much going on? And I'm thinking about it all. And it just sounds so stupid because basic shit. It's like, but I just like get overwhelmed with like figuring out my schedule. And then like today you're like, you know, we're recording at 11. I'm like, I know I got Minnie. I got to quickly make a few calls and get her. So like, I'm so bad at the pre-planning, like organizing babysitters and shit. I'm like, fuck, can someone else help think for me? Cause I've got too much on my brain to think. Like people ask me like, oh, were you away yesterday? Were you away last weekend? And I'm like, it took me 5 minutes to remember where the fuck I was. I literally was in Sydney doing this filming thing. And then I did go to Adelaide the day before. And then it was the next day. And I'm like, I honestly, like, do you know where I was? Because I actually can't remember. Like, you obviously, like, this person saying.
I don't know where.
No, but as in the person saying, you've been away. Where were you? I'm like, I fucking have gone so blank right now. I'm brain dead. Where, like, can you tell me where I was? Because I actually can't even fucking remember. Like, that's literally where I'm at sometimes. I'm like, my brain's fried.
Do you think that you need to slow down a little?
I just, like, I know I need to. I think I always say this, end of May, I feel like I'm slowing down a bit. Mm. But, like, I fucking just, sometimes work comes up and I'm like, I need it. Yeah, and shit's happening.
You're a big yes girl.
No, I've been saying no to 99% of jobs. I've actually been...
No, I'm just talking about not just jobs. I'm talking about life.
I'm saying no now. Activities. Like tonight, friend's birthday dinner, not going. Next weekend, Keita show, can't go anymore. Next night, Lucy's birthday, not going to go. Can't go. I'm just saying
no. I like that for you though. Like you need to do that. Yeah. Because like look at you.
I'm dripping in sweat.
Yeah, you're dripping in sweat. You're dripping in tears. You're having like a little breakdown because you just, you need to slow the fuck
but
down.
I'm going to listen back to this and be like, I sound like a fucking loser complaining about this shit. And I'm going to be like, cut it out because I sound like I'm complaining about fucking dropping a kid to kindy.
No, you're doing shit solo. But you, like, you're busy. You're working so much and that's why, like, we need to have a little intervention.
It's about your workload. And people are always like, you never answer the phone, you never reply back to me. I'm like, I literally, like, I just sometimes fucking can't even, I don't know, and then I forget. Like, you know when you're like, oh, I need to think about that, I'll remember it later and I'll go back to that person. I can't even remember one friend's fucking name right now to think, I've got to go back and reply to that person.
And how do you think that we can fix this though? Like, do you need to slow the fuck down?
I couldn't even imagine. I don't know how people get PAs and go, here's my phone, here's my emails, here's my text messages, here's my bank details, here's everything. Pay all my bills, reply to these people, talk to my manager, talk to this brand, talk to da-da-da. Like, who the fuck? I don't understand how people hand this shit over. Talk to Minnie's kindy, tell her that Alison's going to pick up Minnie and da-da-da. Like, who, what?
They do exist.
And then by the time you go to delegate that shit, you're like, I could have just done it. But then while I've done it, I've forgotten about the other. You know, yeah, I'm one of those people.
I think we need to get you an assistant.
I'm one of those people that I go, oh, my God, got to go grab this. It's upstairs. And then by the time I take two steps, I've forgotten, completely forgotten why the fuck I've gone upstairs.
Yeah.
But then do you remember, do you really think and remember it 5 seconds later?
And then you come back down and then you're like.
Because I'll never remember what that thing is.
It takes a while for it to come back into the brain.
It doesn't come back into this brain. Nah, but one day I'll be good again. Anyway, who gives a fuck? I could just carry on. It's just dumb shit. But anyway, you're back. So that's going to make life easier.
Your jobs.
Okay,
you did an amazing event with CoverGirl.
Oh my God, that was so fun. So we had we went up to the Langham. Fucking love that place, by the way. Why is it so good? It's like you feel like you're in bloody Fiji. It's amazing. On the Gold Coast one. And then the CoverGirl girls are awesome. They're just the nicest chicks. Mm. You would love them. We're really lucky. We work with awesome brands, but like it doesn't feel like work. I'm like, you guys, I want you to be my friends. Like I genuinely want to go out of my way to hang out with you. We're one in the same. They're just so cool. I'm like, this couldn't be more real and aligned and nothing about it's fake. Not that I ever work with like in a fake environment where I'm like, this isn't aligned. But because part of me was like, fucking pick a better cover girl. Like, why me? And this is the same thing. Like, how am I the cover girl ambassador? And how have I become the Live Golf ambassador? Like, genuinely want to.
Live Golf, genuinely, I want to talk about.
Genuinely lolling. Like, I've got the imposter syndrome. I'm like, did you forget? Did you accidentally pick me instead of Chloe for cover girl? Because has a cover girl head and knows how to put makeup on and is really makeup-y. But then I'm like, I guess they want those people that are also pretty unaware and like, oh, how the fuck do we apply blush properly? I'm learning, you know.
Did you show them our Ibiza Get Ready With Me video?
Oh, my God. Literally. I think that's what got the job. Do you know what's actually hilarious? Okay, I'm telling the fucking story right now. I'm not going to name the brand, but I'm going to tell this story right now. So anyone knows that video that we're going to share it as well this week. So Chloe and I did a makeup tutorial in Ibiza. It was actually for a brand,
And forth like 400 years, back and forth. The products, what we got to do. We had all the products approved, all this
shit. We spent days making these reels, sending them back to the brand. Then they go, nah, fix it, change it, da-da. 100 days left. No,
we recorded us getting ready, which took over an hour. So it was a one-hour recording that Elodie
had to chop into a minute.
This is like... Elodie is really good at coming up with briefs, coming up with concepts, editing stuff. I have a talent. She's really, really great at that. And I'm not great at that. I'm not very creative. And so we'll do jobs and I'll be like, There you go. There's an hour and a half worth of footage. So this poor chick has had to sit there and edit this thing, which we thought
we were like, this
incredible.
Is the best because we're being rogue. We're like
real,
very well. Look, I think raw. What we are is very relatable because we're not like you're really good at makeup and like, but also you're like, oh, how am I doing this wing? I'm not really sure. We're like, we're learning with the viewer.
Yes.
And what we end up doing because this brand came back and was like, anyway, this is too hard. Nah, we don't.
No,
we want to pull the pin.
They were just like. It wasn't professional enough. Like we were laughing. Like it was too much of a like, why have you just put on this blush across your nose like a zinc stick?
And my whole thing is.
I've seen someone do that recently, by the way.
Yeah, they put it around the bridge of their nose. It's called strawberry fucking kisses or some shit on your face. I don't know. But it is. Hayley Bieber does it.
Nikki Webster, if you're listening.
But my whole thing is when I work with brands, I'm like, I know what my followers and shit are going to relate to and engage with the most. If I put out this really perfect, pretty fucking thing of me holding a bottle with flowers around it looking stunning and shit, they're going to go, cool, this is a bit boring. Whereas if I'm literally being me with you, we're fucking it up.
And we were dying of laughter. If you remember the getting ready in the outfits at the end.
Dude, the TikToking fucking shit we were trying to do. We look, what it is like, it's like 100-year-olds trying to figure out how to use TikTok. That's what we did at the end with this outfit change.
But I'm sorry, if this brand actually allowed us to like tag the brand and say you can buy all this stuff from this shop, I just really think that they would have done really well because, like, it's so relatable.
And also that video is one of our most viewed and most commented
behind the scenes
videos that we ever put out. So what we did was this brand pulled the job, and I was like, no, this is a fucking funny video. I'm going to cut out all the snippets of the actual brand of the maker, and I'm fucking posting this being like, lol, getting ready with Coco, blah, blah. And people thought it was great. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if this brand's kicking themselves.
No, I don't think so.
They wanted polish and they're not going to get polish from us.
When they sent us an example of what they wanted, I was just like, well, I'm glad we didn't do that.
You should have said that at the start. I have people that are like, who runs your Instagram and makes all your reels? And I'm like, excuse me, does it look like someone polished does that? It's all like, I would never let anyone else post on my own Instagram and make my own reels.
TikTok.
Like, fuck no. Darling Sean, we could get someone to help sometimes, but well, we don't. But, you know, on my own personal page, I'd never let anyone do that shit. It's me. Someone's like, who writes your captions and shit? What? Who do you think? Fucking me.
Creative mind here.
You're like, what?
You come up with good shit.
Yeah,
the most random shit I've ever read in my life most of the time, and I love it. I'm like, well, that brain is random.
Yeah, my brain's random and scattered and not well. No, but the Live Golf thing, again, surely there's someone that knows a dot about golf that Live Golf could have chosen as their ambassador. But no, they explained it to me. Yeah, we want someone that's going to go and get involved in the family-friendly activities. Oh, there's an activation going on there. Bring your kid. Do that game.
Paul asked if Minnie was coming. And
Minnie's coming.
She's coming. He nearly died. He's like, that has just made my whole
stop.
Like, I cannot wait to have her. Like, he's frothing.
Oh, my God.
So, guys, Minnie will be at Live Golf.
Minnie and Fish at Live Golf. I can't even deal. I was like, no, I can't be a bloody golf ambassador. But then when they explained to me what, because I don't really know what a golf event is.
Yeah, when you told me, I was just like, please explain to me golf.
You're like, interesting. But then when someone had been to Live Golf, they're like, no, it's not just, it's like a festival as well as a golf thing. Yeah, I'm just like, okay, I kind of get it if you're trying to reach that other audience and bring your friends, get dressed up. And they're like, do you have girlfriends that you want to bring? I'm like, do I ever? So I've got like a bunch of friends from Adelaide and shit coming.
The tribe.
We've got, I found a tribe in Adelaide and they're coming.
House party.
Yeah, who has a house in Adelaide?
After party.
No. Who has a winery in Adelaide? I'm fucking coming to drink.
I can't do that.
You can't do that. That's fine, Coco. You can babysit. No, I'm joking.
Can't wait.
So my brother's like, so Live Golf, can I come? And I'm like, I can bring a nanny. So you're coming, you're not drinking,
nanny.
You need to be hands-on as fuck. And like,
is your brother coming?
He might be coming as the nanny.
The branny.
The brother nanny. So yeah, nah, he'll be so good. Live golf's one weekend, and then the next weekend's your baby shower.
And then the next day is Paul's show,
which is going to be fucking huge. I'm so excited.
And the gala.
And then the gala is the very next weekend. So I feel like I'm organising 400, like a few things.
I feel you, man.
Yeah.
I booked all my flights, accommodation shit, and I'm like, fuck, if I make it to the other end of this without birthing this child.
Oi. No.
I honestly reckon it's going to come early.
It's coming 100% early because there's nowhere else for it to go. Such a small human. And I'm just like, where is this thing going? How much? Like,
my hand over my.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we're going to go after this. We're going to go trot up to my bathroom and get some tweezers out.
Oh, we're going to pluck the snail trail?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's just been a crazy time and I feel like because I sold my house, I'm just, like, dealing with lawyers, accountants, signing shit, you know, all the bullshit. You got to print and run around to the banks and the JPs
I've
and
got
just
– I've got a printer.
I don't have a printer. I literally have this legend at the bank, like, you'd laugh so much. So Riley's hilarious. I'm, like, literally – he's at Westpac, but he looks at me and he's like, you don't know any of this shit, do you? He's like looking at my phone, looking through my emails from NAB. He's like another bank and shit, like accountants and lawyers. And he's like, you need to print this out. You need to print this out. He prints all my shit, even other bank stuff, discharge forms and shit for mortgages. And he's helping me sign them all, getting someone else at the bank to witness them.
Hey.
Stuff that he is not even Westpac related at all. And then he's like, and then walk over to the JP, come back because – he calls me the next day. He's like, not sure if you saw that email from your other lawyer in Sydney. I've got a few lawyers. And oh, but they've come back and they've said that we missigned this spot. So still not Westpac related. He's like, oh, fuck, I can't believe I just thought you were going to go print it out. I'll print it out and then I'll have you sign it and then bring it back and I'll scan it and then I'll send it back off to your lawyer. And I'm like, I literally love you. None of this had like anything to do with him or Westpac. And he's just scanning forms, sending them to lawyers to me because he looks at me and he's like, you poor motherfucker. Like, how do you don't know what you're doing.
You need to send a little letter to his boss.
I know. I just literally am like, I love you so much, Riley. This kid has been through everything with me from when Chump passed away. Like, obviously house was in both of my names, but like just the riffraff of like changing the house and the bills and all the mortgages and shit into my name and all that shit. And just like he's seen me from the start and he's seen me go from like struggling and having not a dollar in my bank account, starting this weird fucking podcast. Like he's seen everything. And then he's seen me have the kid and just, you know, just everything that's happened. And he's like, oh dear, I don't know, literally speaking another language, but Riley's the best. I just hate this shit. Like why? I think we're gonna get you an admin assistant.
I'm gonna assist in getting the assistance because it sounds a lot to me like you need some help, which is fine. But I think you'll feel better.
Someone that has a printer and a scanner and can do that shit. So much I don't want my house to be cluttered with a printer and a scanner. Like,
so
don't
Nate Riley from Westpac print your documents.
Well, usually I make you do it, but you were away. I usually get my neighbour too, but I got new neighbours and don't want to annoy them.
Well, maybe for your birthday, but I'm going to get you.
No, don't you dare get me a fucking printer. Don't ever do it. You know what
people get you? Let's get this chicken printer.
I have a complaint to make. You know, what? When people get you presents and contraptions, it's just going to sit in the box at my house. Like, if you're going to get me a present, set it the fuck up. Put that thing on, plug it in, turn it on and sit it there. Like, you're good with that. When you guys got me the cot, obviously, I was going to have to set that up because the kid needs somewhere to sleep. But you and Troy literally DIY'd it and put it up. But, like, I love you so much, Mum, but she brings me over, like, this lava lamp thing that, like, you have a remote control and, like, Minnie and me can look at the ceiling and, like, turn on the stars and make it change colours and all this shit. I'm like, well, that thing will – when I will not be getting that thing out of the box. I don't even have time to wipe my ass. Unless you get that thing out of the box, plug it in, put it in its spot, give me the remote, show me how it's done, that thing is 100% sitting in the re-gifting suite at my house and I'm going to beg someone to take it on their way out because that's not coming out of the box. I will not be setting that up. Is that what a PA does?
You're one of a kind, doll. I love you so much. Fuck. Okay, guys, that is a big fat life update for you. There's obviously so much more to talk about, but we're going to spare you right now. We've got we will do a Dear Darlings before we leave, but we've got a few really good episodes coming up.
What have we got?
Yeah. Okay. So next week, when I was in LA, I actually recorded one of my favorite episodes ever, and it was with a doctor, Dr. Shaheen Gadir, and we talked about male infertility, and he was incredible. And
I can't wait to hear this one.
Like, just so insightful, because obviously really? We speak so much about women's fertility and infertility on this podcast, and I feel like male infertility just completely doesn't get any limelight. When you start doing testing for infertility, the stats are 40% it come back at male infertility, 40% female infertility, and then 20% unexplained. But like when
we only just, think about the chick.
Yeah, and like men just – and so we kind of go over so many different things in the episode about how you can improve sperm health, what you're going to do to look for it, all that. So it's actually really – I really loved it. He was epic. And then you interviewed Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Georgia Copeland, my friend who we became friends after her partner passed away a similar time to Chump. And so we became like little widow sisters. So we talk about that and what's happened since then and how our friendship's bonded and all that. So that's a cool ep or two. I think it was so long that there's two.
And then we haven't asked him yet, but we're going to have Fisher on the podcast.
Oh, yes. Yep. What, pre-baby?
Yeah, so we're going to have him after his show on the Gold Coast, so you can have a bit of a show wrap. I never hear you call him
Fisher. I love that.
Oh, I did.
You just said we're going to have Fisher on the podcast. That's so fucking weird.
I don't think I've ever called him Fisher. That just slipped. Yeah, so we're going to have Paul on the podcast. but, yeah, we haven't asked him yet, so we'll...
Well, no, we ask him on the spot. We catch him in a good mood and ask him then, because if you tell him too far beforehand, he'll fucking
say. So if you have anything that you want us to ask him, can you email us, hello@darlingshine.com. But before we wrap up today, we are going to leave you with a Dear Darlings. Do you want me to read it?
You read it, sis. Okay.
Okie dokie. Hi, girls. I just need some advice on a friendship situation. I feel like this is very common for female friendships, but just need some guidance. I became very close with my friend a few years ago, and shortly after she broke up with her boyfriend. We spent nearly every weekend together, and I made an effort to make her feel very supportive through the breakup and would even skip plans with other friends or my partner to spend time with her. We did everything together and both made a huge effort. Her boyfriend and her eventually got back together, and I quickly noticed that she would constantly cancel on plans, not reach out as often, and she was spending every second with the boyfriend. I made an effort to reach out, but naturally we started to drift as friendships are not one-sided and we hardly speak anymore. Recently, they have now split up again and she started reaching out and involving me in their breakup situation. My question is, am I being a bad person or a friend if I don't entertain it at this time or want to rekindle this friendship? I can't help but feel like she only messages or reaches out to me when her boyfriend isn't around. I feel like a second option. Thanks in advance.
This is just so common. Isn't it? You do have those friends that get in that honeymoon period, or you just become so obsessed and comfortable with that person that you shut everyone out and you just start ditching your friends. But sometimes that happens in the first few months of the relationship, and then you kind of get over it and you start hanging with your friends a bit more again, you become normal again. But then sometimes you have to remember, these depends on the boy, it can become super like controlling and like not let chicks hang out with their friends and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it works both ways though, because I feel like some girls are like that too.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. For sure. Going back to her question, I think that am I being a bad person or a friend if you don't entertain these? 100% no. Like, if you've really made a conscious effort of like reaching out and hanging out with her and like being there for her during these times, and then she's only wanting you when she's not with the boyfriend, 100% you can put that on the backbone.
And what's even more annoying is that it's the same guy that she's gone back to and then broken up with again. And I'm like, are you going to go through that breakup again, rinse the boyfriend, then be her best friend again, and then she's going to go get back with him again and you're going to do it again? If it was a different guy, I'd be like, you know what, she might really need you right now. But I feel like it depends on the friend. Like, has this friend been one of those friends or that sister kind of friend that you've fucking had your entire life that you're like, I'm going to be there for you no matter what. Like, that's just what we do. And like, you value her lifelong friendship. Or did she come along as one of those flavor of the month friendships that's just popped up in the last few years? She kind of really uses you and you're close when you need to be for her. What is the longevity in this relationship? Because like, I definitely have friends that I'm like, I was basically born in the same crib with, and like I don't even ever speak to them that. Like Nicole Christie, I'm one of her bridesmaids, flew down to see her for the bridesmaid thing on the weekend. She's getting married in January. I'm like, I'll do anything for you. I fucking love you. You're literally a sister to me. But am I going to speak to you 3 times a year max? Yes. And like, I won't see you all the time. We live in different states.
Yeah.
But like, I'll do anything for you and you'll be my sister for life. Yeah. But like, if you're breaking up with someone, I'm fucking there for you and shit. And vice versa. But like, we don't speak all the time. But like, you know, that kind of thing.
No, I totally get it. That's obviously a given. That's obviously I don't think you need to feel guilty for putting that friendship on the back burner, because you need to think about you and what's like, if you've been a great friend to her, then
you have your own life as well. You can't just drop everything and be like, oh my God, we need to be best friends again right now because she's, you know, alone.
But maybe have that conversation with her too.
Yeah, be honest.
I think 100%. Like sit down, go out for coffee and be like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Like, you've done this to me multiple times. I want to be there for you. I do love you. However, I can't be that person that's just constantly on the second hand and, you know, you go back with him and you put me on the side and then I think that's probably the first step, is having this conversation, and like communication is everything. I think that's really important.
My pet hate is when people get a boyfriend and just bar their friends. Mm. Like when I am with a guy, I'm like forcing them to get out, go and have a beer with the boys, go see your friends. Like a red flag to me is if that person doesn't have mates.
Yeah.
You look at who the person surrounds himself with. You want them to have a social life outside of you so you can both have your outlets and keep that up. Yeah. You do get a bit obsessed.
Yeah.
If I ever fucking do that, if I get with the guy and then start being like not hanging out, fucking punch me. Hey, I hate that more than anything.
I will. Don't worry.
Yeah, you actually will.
While we're on the Dear Darlings topic, we would love you guys to write in with some extra Dear Darlings. We do have a lot of fertility-related ones, which we generally try and answer Dear Darlings that are in relation to the episodes. So if you guys have any random things that you want to ask us, please send them to hello@darlingshine.com with the title Dear Darlings, or you can go to our website and there's like a contact form that you can fill in as well. But I think that's it from us for now.
Peace out, darlings.
And enjoy the next few episodes, because we bloody really enjoyed doing them.
That was really fun. I love it when we're back doing a little life update ep. It's just so chill. I'm going to go make a big fat soup now.
I made you porridge.
Oh, yum. Let's eat it now.